All right, next question we're going to do together is, thought review, Texas emergency, Knoxville. This is named Edwin Mandan, EDWINLANDAN. Date of visit was /1/29/24. Mr. Landon, the physician, Dr. Delaflora Weiss. Background, Mr. Landon is a 28-year-old gentleman who presented to the emergency room at the Infantry Woodlands on or about 1/29/2024 at 1:10 a.m. Patient complained of flu-like symptoms. Initial blood pressure and vitals were O2 sat 97%, blood pressure 130/7, pulse 92, respiration 20, temperature 99.5. The vitals were, the triage was taken at 01:15. Patient complained of non-productive cough, chest congestion, shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting. On 0226, patient complained of mysternal chest pain, 6 out of 10. IV started, EKG done. But 0230 showed STT wave abnormality. CPK and troponin. Let's see, CPK and initial CPK and troponin were elevated at 15 CPK and B15, troponin 4.42. This was drawn at 2:41 a.m. on 1/29/24. Okay, EKG, urine tox screen was negative. UA was within normal limits. BNP within normal limits. Chest x-ray showed no active findings. Swab testing negative for COVID, flu, strep. The EKG at 2:30 hour on January 29th showed ST elevation, the interpretation and the automatic interpretation was acute MI. D-dimer was 609, BNP was 45, CT with contrast was ordered, but CT was not completed. The CT for PE was not performed secondary to phase of contrast and protocol. The CT was done at 4:43. Patient subsequently had a second CPKMB and D dimer done, CPKMB and troponin drawn. This was done at 3:54 a.m. on 1/29/24. CPK showed a bump 22.6. CPKMB showed a bump 22.6. Troponin went up to 5.58. EKG showed again acute MI at 3:25 a.m. an hour after the first EKG was completed. Review of the nursing notes states that the transfer, initial transfer to Methodist hospital system was not initiated till 03:38. This was over an hour after the initial first EKG showed acute MI. The transfer to Methodist was canceled because of patient preference. Patient was sent to Memorial Hermann. By 04:15, the chest pain had resolved. Patient was placed in O2. At 04:49, patient was allowed to ambulate to the bathroom. At 04:50, Dr. Weiss, Delafleur Weiss, spoke to Dr. Franklin at Terminal Memorial, and city ambulance was called. And the patient was transferred out at 6 a.m. Conclusion. The first time Mr. Landon complained of chest pain was at 0226, 6 out of 10, EKG very abnormal, whether it was acute MI versus pericarditis. Nevertheless, EKG read as acute MI. CPK and troponin were elevated. This was not acted on. Till a second EKG and a CPK and troponin was done. And subsequently, the patient was transferred to higher level of care, and subsequently the transfer was initiated to a higher level of care at 03:38. There's no explanation as the delay in transfer. Patient in the emergency room received both 5,000 units bolus heparin and 80 milligram Lovenox IV. There's no explanation as why both Lovenox and heparin were given prior to transfer. This is discharge diagnosis states acute MI, STEMI, unstable angina with pericarditis. There's no notes indicating whether the physician and staff thought the first EKG was false, and the second EKG, and that's why the second EKG and the subsequent CPK-NMB and troponin were repeated an hour later instead of acting on the first abnormal EKG and abnormal enzymes. Thank you.